Sundays, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Matt Piper. The 14-year-old police say shot and killed four people at his school has been on the FBI's radar for more than a year. The Bureau says he was interviewed, along with his father, in connection to online school shooting threats in May 2023. Chris Hosey is with the Georgia Bureau of Investigation and says in today's shooting, they believe he acted alone.
There's no evidence to report that any additional shooter was involved in this incident. Investigators are actively pursuing, however, any leads of any potential associates of the shooter that was involved in this incident.
That shooter is under arrest. His victims, two teachers and two 14-year-old classmates. The U.S. government has seized dozens of internet domains that it says were part of a campaign by Russia to interfere in this year's presidential election. Our Nicole Skanga is at the Justice Department.
One notorious Russian group known as Doppelganger is known for spreading disinformation aimed at undermining U.S. trust in elections, weakening any sort of U.S. opposition to core Russian interests. In another instance of an unsealed indictment, the Department of Justice pointing out two RT employees accused of operating as foreign agents.
RT is Russia's state-run news agency. Vice President Kamala Harris proposes a tenfold increase in the tax deduction for startup small businesses. Our Ed O'Keefe is traveling with her in New Hampshire.
We will, and this is very important, cut the red tape that can make starting and growing a small business more difficult than it needs to be.
Harris is setting a goal of 25 million new small business applications in her first term, more than during the Biden or Trump years. Portsmouth frame store owner Wendy Clement, an independent voter, is a fan of another piece of Harris's plan, a new standard tax deduction for small businesses.
Saving paperwork is fantastic, but even the deduction, we always put money back into the business.
A U.S. Navy sailor has been detained in Venezuela.
White House National Security spokesman John Kirby says the sailor was traveling on personal leave and did not have the required authorization from the U.S. military to be in Venezuela. Other than that, Kirby suggested the details are pretty lean.
We're obviously in touch as appropriate as you think we would be with Venezuelan authorities to try to get more knowledge and information about this.
The detention comes at a touchy time in U.S.-Venezuela relations, mainly concerning Venezuela's contested presidential election in July. Linda Kenyon, CBS News, Washington.
Alaska's governor has vetoed a bipartisan bill that would have forced insurance companies to cover up to a year's supply of birth control at a time. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
James here, host of Unlabeled, your 90s mixtape, every Sunday from 8 to 9 on WFHR. It's your weekly dose of music, nostalgia, and pop culture exclusively on locally grown radio.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The mayor of Waukesha is condemning a campaign ad that tries to link Senator Tammy Baldwin with the deaths of six people at the Waukesha Christmas Parade in 2021. Daryl Brooks Jr. was free on $1,000 bail at the time. Sean Riley says the claims in the ad are false and that they hurt the entire community. About 50,000 older people in Wisconsin can expect big savings on their prescriptions next year. Starting January 1st, out-of-pocket drug costs will be capped at $2,000 a year for people on Medicare Part D.
We have older Wisconsinites that are choosing either limiting their supply of their prescriptions or they literally are taking resources that are used to pay for other essentials.
David Bowen is with AARP Wisconsin. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
The NFL season is now just hours away. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. The Green Bay Packers will open up the season Friday night in Brazil against the Philadelphia Eagles. Coach Matt LaFleur says the Packers players are ready to get the season going.
I think our guys are truly excited. There's been a lot of work that's been put in from the end of last season to now. I think they are excited about the opportunity to go out there and compete, you know, in front of the world.
Kickoff for the Packers and Eagles is after 7 p.m. on Friday. Tomorrow night, the Ravens and Chiefs get the NFL season started. The St. Louis Cardinals were able to move a game back up in the standings behind the Brewers with a 7-4 win in 12 innings last night. The game was tied at 3 going into extras before St. Louis got 3 runs in the 12th inning to win. Now Milwaukee is 10 games up on the Cubs and 11 on the Cardinals going into Wednesday night's series finale with St. Louis. And this week is the start of conference season in high school football. You can find one of nearly a dozen games right here on Civic Media this week. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Civic Media Sports.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Clouds on the increase for the overnight. Light south winds as temperatures tumble into the mid-50s. On Thursday, we'll have a chance of showers and thunderstorms across the area. Plenty of clouds, west to southwest winds, and highs in the lower 70s. Right now, it's 64.
Pete Schwaba.
On the next Nightlight, we do our popcorn pick of the week with Laughing Mountain Popcorn. Greg Badney talks this weekend's Sputnik Fest, and Ian O'Connor discusses his new book about Aaron Rodgers.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba, weeknights from 6 till 8.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for Matt Nair on air.
The Ad Council.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
There's some rumors the Republicans may not have enough things to do since they can't pass anything. They're just kicking the can for that third week. But I've been going around the state of Wisconsin. We've just started going around doing town halls on Project 2025. And it's been very interesting. Last night I was in Green Bay, Wisconsin. We did one in Madison in my district. Last week we're going to be doing one in southeast Wisconsin and hopefully western Wisconsin soon. And we're just trying to make sure people know what's all in this dog of a document, this really dystopian roadmap for Donald Trump and the Republicans, and explaining just how close Donald Trump is to it. You know, there's mailings in Wisconsin, since we are a purple state, from the Trump campaign trying to distance himself from Project 2025. And, you know, we know CNN has documented 140 former administration and other campaign and appointees, excuse me, of Donald Trump have written parts of Project 2025. So no matter how much he tries to distance himself, clearly the connections, the tentacles are very, very close to that plan. And people don't like what's in it. It's got a lot of awful ideas. And so we're just trying to go around the state, make sure people know what's in it and what the consequences are with the November election.
Remarkable. Just a little news break thing here. There's
It's the first week of school, so of course there's a school shooting going on in Georgia, just FYI. Which reminds me of, you know, Tim Walz saying that when he carried weapons of war in the military, you know, and the Republicans took it out of context, twisted it around, and tried to turn it into a gotcha, which is pretty pathetic. We still have weapons of war on our streets. Congressman, I also understand that Donald Trump has come out and told members of the Freedom Caucus or some of his other, you know, right-wing neo-Nazi buddies among the insurrectionists who tried to take down our Capitol building, that he wants to shut the government down next month or later this month. What do you know about that?
Nothing other than, I mean, if I was Donald Trump, I would try to find every Hail Mary I could, given, you know, the way the campaign has changed. You know, he still has, for weeks, still been in mode thinking he's running against Joe Biden, and he's not. And, you know, Kamala Harris is doing quite well in a lot of the swing states right now, and I think he's nervous about this. And rather than react like a normal, I think, politician and, you know, try to hit those states and campaign hard and do everything that you're supposed to do, he's going to look for dirty tricks to try to do that. And he thinks a government shutdown somehow, then I'm guessing he'll try to blame on Harris and go there. But I don't know if there's the interest by vulnerable Republicans in Congress to do that, which they would also need to have. So, you know, I don't think with their 4-seat majority, they have a lot of wiggle room. So it'll be interesting to watch the next few weeks in the House of Representatives. We're there for 3 weeks in a row again, if they keep us there all 3 weeks.
Yeah, for sure. Apparently, they're proposing some kind of radical voter legislation, you know, the national requirement that people show proof of citizenship every time they come to vote, for example, which how many of us carry our passports around with us? it would probably exclude a lot of people.
Believe the actual bill, unless they've done some changes, is to register to vote. You have to have proof of citizenship. Okay. But again, you know, it's creating a non-existent problem. It's a solution to a non-existent problem, just like, you know, in-person voter fraud in general. You know, this is one I got politifacted on a number of years ago. I said it's as rare to have in-person voting fraud as it is to be – you're more likely to be struck by lightning than commit in-person voting fraud. And I got one of their rare truths. They don't like to give out truths, as you know, and it was a true because statistically people do not commit in-person voter fraud. Yet this is one of the scary ways that Donald Trump tries to influence people and tell you that people with brown and black skin are somehow going to vote. And therefore, you know, white America, white Christian America needs to get out there for him. You know, we'll see what happens. But Donald Trump clearly, I think, is reeling from the changes that have happened in this campaign. And he should, you know, because it's not just Kamala Harris. It's also Tim Walz, who, you know, I served in the House with and governor of Minnesota, is going to do an excellent job on the campaign trail.
Yeah, so far he seems to be kicking ass. You know, it's interesting. Most of the reported cases that we've noticed over the last couple of years, and I don't think this is my media bias, you know, the media world in which I generally live, have been Republicans voting, you know, illegally. And my guess is, Congressman, that they're doing that because Trump has convinced them that it is so widespread and so common that the penalties are meaningless and the enforcement doesn't exist. And so why the hell not?
Yeah. I don't know why Donald Trump says the things that he says. Sometimes I know, but it's generally to scare people, right? It's usually based on race because that's where he does best. You know, people who used to, you know, put sheets on their bed and now wear them are, you know, his strongest part of his base. And unfortunately, that's the Trump campaign. But if it happens so rare that you're more likely to get struck by lightning, I mean, that alone, I think, is a statistic and a fact that's worth repeating as they try to do bills like this to literally hold up the entire federal budget. That's what they're trying to do, is attach this to a budgetary bill, and if not, not pass it. And again, that's just ridiculous. So we know Donald Trump didn't want to pass any immigration reform, any extra protections at the borders, because he said it's a campaign year. And if he does this, I think he can get exposed just as easily.
Yeah, there you go. All right, well, let's pick up some phone calls, all right?
Sure.
Chuck in Everett, Washington. You're on the air with Congressman Pocan.
Yes, I wanted to publicize the postcarding effort that there are a number of organizations, sending postcards to the rural areas in the swing states and the purple states. And one of them I wanted to publicize is called, commonground.org. Mm-hmm. And it's a really well-run program that makes it very easy for people to volunteer and get 20 postcards at a time and a voter list of voters that might not otherwise. And their documentation is that they pick up voters, 3% of voters that probably would not have otherwise voted. And I just wanted to put that out there as something, commonground.org. If you just put in,
I'm looking at their website right now. I don't see anything about postcards. They're all about affordable housing. They seem to be doing great work on that.
The subtitle is Reclaim Our Vote.
Okay. All right, we'll have to check
on their
that
website.
Out.
That all might right lead you directly to it.
Okay, thank
and
you.
And you can put in your area code, or excuse me, your zip code, and hook you up with a local coordinator of the postcard effort.
Sounds like a plan, Chuck. Thank you. Congressman, your thoughts on this?
Yeah, I mean, I think, post-Labor Day, this is the sprint to November 5th. Regardless of who you are supporting or voting for, if you want to be heard, this is the time to be heard. This is when we're engaging voters, when they're most actively thinking about the campaign. And I just saw recently, people still are kind of learning about Kamala Harris and Tim Walz. So that's good news for us because we've got a lot to offer. People had kind of shut their minds a little bit when it came to Joe Biden. But this is part of why I think we have more room for expansion and getting more support in a lot of these swing states and swing areas. So, regardless of who you support, I always encourage people to get out there. The more people who vote, the more certain the result is for everyone.
There you go. Congressman Mark Pocan is with us for the hour, taking your calls. It's Middays with Mark. Every other week, Wednesday, first hour, generally speaking, Congressman Pocan, the former chair of the Congressional Progressive Caucus, now a member in fine standing in the chair emeritus, takes your calls on the issues of the day. We'll be right back with your calls for Representative Mark Pocan.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Pocan.house.gov is his website. You can tweet him at Rep. Mark Pocan. We'll be right back. There's one reason why most probiotics fall short, and it all has to do with something called survivability. See, to work its magic, a probiotic must arrive alive in your gut. But to do that, it has to survive past your stomach acid, which is strong enough to dissolve metal. That's why for my gut health, I choose Just Thrive Probiotic. It's the first probiotic formulated with four proprietary survival strains, clinically guaranteed to reach your gut 100% alive. In fact, third-party testing proves Just Thrive Probiotic has 1,000 times better survivability versus traditional probiotics, making it a game changer for your digestion, your immune system, your skin, and even your mood. And with zero gluten, dairy, or histamines, it's perfect for your whole family. Try clinically proven Just Thrive Probiotic 100% risk-free today and get 20% off your purchase for a limited time. Visit justthrivehealth.com and use the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M. Just Thrive Health, promo code TOM.
Ready, set, go. Get in the game and be heard with WFHR's Playmakers. Join us 5 to 6 Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. We're here to take your calls, sports takes, and ramblings. We'll have breaking stories, game day conversations with players, coaches, and you. Nobody ever made a highlight from the sidelines. Join the team here at WFHR 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, 5 to 6 PM Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for WFHR's Playmakers.
Children are the greatest joy and our best hope for a better future. Friends, they are the future. But did you know that millions of kids right here in our own backyard are facing hunger every day? Without healthy food, it's harder to grow, to thrive, to feel their best.
The impact when children don't have enough to eat is tremendous because when you're hungry and your basic needs aren't being met, you cannot learn.
Every child deserves to be fed. This is a problem we know how to solve. Food is not just food. It's energy, health, confidence, hope, and even love. Yes, love.
Breakfast in the classroom contributes to kids being more focused, which leads to higher grades, and simply just their well-being.
Thank you!
Learn more about how No Kid Hungry is helping end child hunger in America at helpnokidhungry.org.
The Morning Show on WFHR. It's serious comedy.
Many people struggle with a lot of these things, though, like making and maintaining friends, making new friends. Mm. These are things that actually, like, I'm very envious of the people that are good at making friends or can just start a conversation with just about anybody.
What people don't understand is that's why James hired me and Melissa, not because, you know, we're talented or anything. He's lonely.
Very.
That's how he gets friends. He hires them to work with him.
My friends' contact list, it is three.
Weekdays from 8 to 10.
The kids are heading back to class, but when the subject is school, we have to talk about the first kindergarten started in Wisconsin. Marguerite Schurz created what is known as America's First Kindergarten in 1856, teaching a small class at her family's home in Watertown. It's about 50 miles west, northwest of Milwaukee. So can you guess, when did kindergarten become part of the state's public school system? The answer coming up. Schurz learned about kindergarten in Germany, where the idea was common. It wasn't in America, and her class grew so quickly, she had to move to a bigger space. Today, the building remains as a Watertown museum. So did you guess when kindergarten became part of the public school system in the state? It was 1898, but 42 years prior, the Schurz School started it all, making this a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out.
And welcome back. Congressman Mark Pocan is with us, taking your calls. Richard in New York City. Richard, you're on the air with Congressman Pocan.
Hi. Yeah, actually, I'm in Western New York, not the city. But,
okay.
I was calling about my local congressman who's, you know, Trump endorsed and so on, started running these ads. I first noticed them during the Democratic convention on local TV stations that, you know, basically come up with him telling he's there to help. And if you need help with any federal agency, Social Security, VA, so on, to contact them. And then at the end, in small print at the bottom, it says, paid for by special funds authorized by the U.S. House of Representatives. Since that's like the only ad I've seen for the, you know, his opponent in the upcoming race, hasn't shown anything. And while it wasn't, you know, an explicitly political ad, I just wondered, since it seems to give incumbents an advantage, if that was something that all representatives get, or, you know, exactly how that was funded.
Yeah, Richard, you know, I just had to ask this question because the Republican in Wisconsin 3, the western part of the state, just had four or five mailings go out on behalf of taxpayers telling you what a great job they're doing in Congress. And it turns out there's a little period of time, of course, since we make our own rules. We make rules that benefit members of Congress, which is awful. But there's an open window of time that they're actually using the money from their office accounts that are allocated to hire staff, to do casework, to help, you know, constituents, et cetera. They can put on TV, they can do in mailers, they can do other things with. And this is a little window of time during the campaign that they can use it. And I think that window is closing very, very quickly. I think it's a pretty bad loophole in the law. That obviously was done by people who are trying to make sure they're coming back to office. But I do think it's worth, you know, something that we should be talking about and complaining about, because I had a number of people who brought up the four or five district-wide pieces of mailings that, you know, when I looked at, they looked like a campaign mailing in every way. This commercial sounded like that. And yet it's our tax dollars that should be hiring people to help do casework and other things in an office going to help promote someone at election year.
Yikes. Sam in Marengo, Indiana, you are on the air with Congressman Pocan.
Hey, Tom, it's Congressman. How are you? I was wondering why Merrick Garland hadn't charged Trump and had him arrested again for his stunt he pulled at Arlington.
Yeah, I have no idea how to answer that question, to be honest, Sam, other than I think it is important that we talk about that as a stunt because he is getting a lot of flack for it, trying to lie about the situation around it. But clearly, you know, as they're going around lying about Tim Walz in some pretty awful ways, someone who served our country as long as Tim Walz has, and then to allow someone, Bonespur Trump, to go and to do a photo op that's against the rules and then act as if he's being the victim. Look, I'm tired of Trump the victim. I can't wait till November 5th, and hopefully Trump is never a candidate for anything again, and he can face all the court actions he has. But I do think just calling it out for what it is important. But, as you know, Department of Justice, everything they do takes a very long time. You don't prosecute anything until you think you have everything to do it. So I wouldn't worry about that as much as I would worry doing what you're doing. Talk about this and make sure people know that Donald Trump disrespects veterans so much that he uses them as a political ploy for the campaign, and that's about it.
In violation of federal law.
Exactly.
Yeah. Steve in Phoenix, Arizona, you're on the Earth Congressman Pocan. We got about a minute and a half here, by the way, to the break, so quick one, please.
Stop. Good morning, gentlemen. What I'd like to speak about is Russia and Ukraine and the Baltic states. I feel very strongly we should allow Ukraine to be able to use our F-16s we've given them to take down any Russian aircraft that are about to take off from Russia or are in the air, and they're on their way to Ukraine to do bombing and stuff, because we're fighting with one hand tied behind our back. The other thing is with the Baltic states, Lithuania, Latvia, and Estonia, they're all members of NATO. And if Putin's made some rumblings about trying to go in there and take those guys too soon, and I feel we must draw a line in the sand, but we have to. If he sets troops in there or starts bombing or anything of any magnitude, we need to take some action. I think Tom feels strongly about this, too. I'd like to hear your thoughts, Congressman. Thank you, gentlemen. I'll get off the air. Bye-bye.
Yeah, I mean, any NATO ally that's attacked, clearly, we have a responsibility. But I think, the news of today, Tom, of what the Biden administration is doing, going after some of the misinformation and disinformation from Russia, I think is important to talk about because it is one of those things that we got to be aware of 2 months before the campaign.
Yeah, amen, amen. And the story I reported yesterday is that internal sources in the Kremlin are talking about going after the Baltic states, thinking that NATO won't respond, as a way of kind of recovering his lost status because Ukraine is taking Russian territory. This could be a real mess. Anyhow, we'll talk about it on the other side of the break. It's 27 minutes past the hour.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Congressman Mark Pocan is with us for the hour, taking your calls. It's Middays with Mark here on the Tom Hartman Program. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality certified pros at Angie.com.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 877-247-1581. 877-247-1581. 877-247-1581.
Every weekday, I write a new original article about one of the critical issues of our day and publish it on our website, HartmanReport.com. I write these entirely by myself, so you're getting my unvarnished thoughts on national and world events. There's no advertising, and you can get them every single weekday in your email at no charge whatsoever. Or just read them for free with no ads by going to HartmanReport.com. I cover topics from climate to Congress to politics to the law, as well as social and health issues. You can find it all at HartmanReport.com.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for the Todd Allball Show.
CBS News Brief, the high school shooter in Winder, Georgia, who allegedly killed two students and two teachers, used some sort of assault weapon, according to GBI Director Chris Hosey.
The weapon that was used in this was an AR platform style weapon.
Nine who are injured are expected to survive. Attorney General Merrick Garland outlined the Biden administration's plan against possible Russian interference in our upcoming election.
We will be relentlessly aggressive in countering and disrupting attempts by Russia and Iran, as well as China or any other foreign malign actor, to interfere in our elections.
Vice President Kamala Harris was in New Hampshire touting her plan for small businesses.
I want to see 25 million new small business applications by the end of my first term.
Harris called small business an essential foundation of our entire economy. CBS News Brief, I'm Cooper Lawrence.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A University of Wisconsin study finds the state's voter ID law causes voter confusion and disenfranchisement. Political scientist Ken Mayer estimates anywhere between 17,000 and 24,000 Black and Democratic voters in Dane and Milwaukee counties stayed home in 2016 because of tighter voting restrictions. Social work professor Craig Burns says people shouldn't hesitate to contact campaign staffers as they make up their minds who to vote for.
Let the candidate know you're a voter in their district, and that'll kind of perk up their ears a little bit.
Burns says websites like vote411.org provide a comprehensive, nonpartisan breakdown of where candidates stand on key issues. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabo, and I assumed he already had a star on the Walk of Fame news. Director Tim Burton received a star on the Walk of Fame. The director of Edward Scissorhands and Beetlejuice was surrounded by a support group, which included Danny DeVito, Winona Ryder, and Michael Keaton. Burton says the location was special because it was in front of the bookstore on Hollywood Boulevard, where he spent his childhood, oftentimes taking the bus from Burbank to roam the boulevard and dream. Cool stuff. Where would you be without info spilled on podcasts? During his Dinners on Me podcast, Modern Family star Jesse Tyler Ferguson told the story of his co-star Eric Stonestreet's love of what he thought was cheese. The cast of the show was in Paris shooting an episode for the 11th season. Ferguson said his co-star was wolfing down blocks of Parisian butter, thinking it was not only cheese, but according to Ferguson, the best cheese he's ever had. He even asked a server to keep it coming. The waiter did as asked and brought more cheese along with a stent. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Clouds on the increase for the overnight. Light south winds as temperatures tumble into the mid-50s. On Thursday, we'll have a chance of showers and thunderstorms across the area. Plenty of clouds, west to southwest winds, and highs in the lower 70s. Currently 62 degrees.
Matt Nair on air.
You know, Greg Bach, I think it is time I need a little time away.
Jane, are you going on vacation?
Yes, I am going on vacation. I feel confident. You're going to do a great job. You got Calvin.
Wait, I'm hosting?
Yes, dear, you're going to be hosting.
I thought you were taking me with you. Okay, I guess I will host the show in your stead. Thank you very much.
I trust you.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Today's U.S. Bowling League Day. I am not in a bowling league. I think that would actually be kind of fun.
Oh, yeah.
I do like to bowl. But
you got the bowling shirt going on tonight there, Pete.
I do have the bowling shirt. In case the game breaks out, I'm ready.
because I was raised, I'm a street bowler, Chris. I'm ready in case a game breaks out. It could happen.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time President Joe Biden visits Westby, Wisconsin. In the Southwest, we will cover it for you. Have your phone calls as well. Be here.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Congressman, I was just wondering, since my car is going to be old enough to go to the bar this year, I'd love to buy a new EV, but I'm worried about charging it. Why can't they put them at the rest areas?
Well, they're putting in right now 500,000 new charging stations thanks to the infrastructure bill. Plus, I just saw in my state of Wisconsin, you know, one of our largest gas station, convenience station entities just got a huge grant out of, I believe, the Inflation Reduction Act to put in more. So it's happening. We have a full electric vehicle and then a gas vehicle because I live in the country and I need a Jeep to get through the snow, bluntly. But the other one, you know, there's enough infrastructure that's going to be coming that I think everyone should be comfortable with getting the Inflation Reduction Act tax advantages for people who want to buy a vehicle. I think you're in a very good place to do that.
What's your EV?
It's actually my husband's, but he has a Volvo C4, I believe it is.
Those are nice cars.
I got a Jeep Wrangler. It's my fifth I've had. When I grew up in Kenosha, we made Jeeps in my hometown, and I guess I'm a little loyal at 60 still buying the same car.
I get it. We've got an Ioniq 5. Lucid Air, which is a new car company out of Arizona, just announced a 523-mile range car that they're selling right now. So I think the whole range anxiety thing is going to get less and less as time goes on. And it's amazing being able to charge my car with my, you know, home electricity at the rate of about the equivalent of around 65 or 70 cents a gallon gasoline.
I just filled my car last night coming back from Green Bay, and it cost me a dollar or two shy of $60, and I just filled it the day prior. So yeah. I'm a little envious.
Yeah, that's nuts. EVs are just great. Anyhow, back to the calls here. Mike in Kirkwood, Missouri. Hey, Mike, what's up?
Well, how you guys doing today?
Good. What's on your mind?
Well, I'll tell you what, Mark, you know a lot of people. I don't think you should take this back to Washington. When you get there, talk to these guys in the swing states, especially the ones that are going to have the books challenge, and tell them one thing they need to tell the people. I am a tax-paying American citizen, and I expect my vote to count.
Okay. Congressman?
Yeah, good. Yeah, Mike, I expect it to count as well. In fact, I'm part of an effort, and I apologize for forgetting the name of the organization that's doing this. But in every state, they have paired a Democrat and a Republican, Tom, to ask elected officials, people who are running for office, to commit to respect the results of an election. I didn't think we needed an organization to do this, but we apparently did. And former Republican representative from the Green Bay area, Reid Ribble, and I are co-chairing it in Wisconsin. And, you know, what we want to do is make sure that the falsehoods that are put out by the Trump campaign and other disinformation sources around voting, you know, one, we know that our elections are very valid that we have in the United States. But two, you have to respect them. And by asking people who are running for office to do that should be about the easiest lift possible.
There you go. Chip in Lawrence, Kansas. Hey, Chip, you're on the air with Congressman Pocan.
Hello, gentlemen. Congressman, I was wondering, if we keep the White House, keep the Senate, and take the House, is there any chance of getting rid of these, what I consider breaches of our Fourth and Fifth Amendments, stops along, you know, within 100 miles of the border, and they get a little out of control. A friend of mine's girlfriend flew in to Fort Drum from Puerto Rico. She doesn't speak a lot of English. And at a convenience store, somebody from Border Patrol happened to be in there, and they held her for 40 minutes because she didn't have her ID on her.
Wow.
And thinking that she was a Mexican sneaking in over the northern border. Can we get rid of this crap?
Yeah, I mean, this is the problem with any kind of racial profiling like the Republicans are going to propose next week in the House about having to show your citizenship in order to be able to register to vote. I mean, you know, it's it's crazy, but it's part of the racist rhetoric that they're using to get voters out for November for Donald Trump. So we just have to keep calling it out for that. Let me tell you this, that I think our issue is going to be if we can hold the Senate. And that's probably the trickiest right now. I think we can pick up the majority in the House if we all work really hard. And if Kamala Harris and Tim Walz are elected, we could have that trifecta. The problem is the rules in the Senate around the filibuster that requires 60 votes. We need them to revisit them. And I know part of the problem is Joe Manchin and Kyrsten Sinema didn't want to do things that would upset Republicans. But, you know, for us to do anything that's not fiscal in nature, that's a simple majority. But everything else, yeah, by Senate rules, takes 60 votes. And that's still going to make things somewhat difficult. So I know it's not the answer you want to hear, Chip, but it's the reality that we have on the ground. Also, my office told me the group that's doing this effort is Democracy First, Tom, that's trying to make sure that anyone running for office will commit to following the election results. It's a nonpartisan organization, but just wanted to make sure I clarified that.
Great. Sounds like a reasonable start. Sandra in Omaha, Nebraska, you're on the air with Congressman Pocan.
Well, I was just wondering, I know that Republicans would dig in their heels against any Medicare for all, but what if it was Medicare for all who choose it? That would limit the number of Americans across the country who would choose it automatically because they would know and recognize the benefit of it. And for those who say, oh, no, I love my insurance company, or, oh, no, I'm a Republican or a conservative, I would never, never go for Medicare for all. Leave them where they're at. No problem. You keep your insurance company. You keep getting denials at some point. Fine. And someday down the road when you decide that you might think Medicare is for them, then they can choose them. That would let us ease into Medicare for all, kind of gradually, but for all ages, people that are working, kids, seniors, everybody would have Medicare for all option. What do you think?
Sandra, there's a lot of proposals out there around exactly like you're thinking, lowering the age of eligibility for Medicare, right? Allowing more people to buy into the program. There's a whole lot of ideas. I just think when you have 15,000 lobbyists in Washington, D.C., it gets a little difficult to do this without building that grassroots work that we need to continue to do. So, you know, I know that for the Medicare for All bill, as I said, we have about 120 sponsors, but you need 218 votes in the House. I think we just need to keep doing what we can to promote any of the legislation that's more inclusive. And don't forget, you know, Bernie Sanders and many others have said for a long time, why not include dental, vision, and hearing? There's certainly health care within Medicare. Expanding that as well would only be beneficial to people. So we've got lots to do around this. We are the only industrialized nation that doesn't have universal health care. And I think that we just have to keep working towards it. What's pushing against us is that 15,000 lobbyists, not that they all work on healthcare, but many, many of them do.
Just a quick news update here. The school shooting in Georgia, apparently two are dead, four are injured, and the suspect is in custody. Just FYI. Another sad commentary on the state of guns in America. Sue in Hancock, Wisconsin, you're on the air with Congressman Pocan.
Hi, Tom. Great show. Keep up the great work.
Thanks.
Congressman Pocan, I am located in central Wisconsin, and I volunteer in the Democratic office of Adams County. I'm calling you because we desperately need Harris Walz yard signs. Whoever you know that can get us the yard signs, we would very much appreciate your help. For some reason, the Wisconsin Dem office hasn't been exactly helpful. But we desperately need yard signs in Adams County, Marquette County, Washera County, Green Lake County. There were no Harris Walz yard signs available at any of the county fairs, but there were plenty of Trump Vance signs that walked out of the county fairs. So if you people come into our Democratic office asking for yard signs and they walk out very disappointed that we don't have any to hand out. So whoever the powers that be that you know that can get us some yard signs, we would very much appreciate it. Thank you for all your hard work.
So I can't take any credit for this, but I happen to know next week, I believe they're receiving their signs for the state allocation. You know, part of it was having the ticket change and then having to wait to have a vice presidential nomination and go through the convention delayed everything. So I think this is probably true not just in Wisconsin. A lot of places are in the same spot, but I have pretty good information that next week they'll be arriving. So thank you for your patience. But, you know, this has been anything but a normal presidential cycle for the Democrats.
Paul in Sparta, Wisconsin, you are on the air with Congressman Pocan.
Thank you for taking my call. Congressman, I'd just like to ask, I'm a 40-year retired government employee, and back in the mid-80s, I read a regulation that states that if you are a federal employee, which congressmen, me, and people like that are, and you commit a felony, you forfeit your retirement. Now, I see Congressman Menendez is going to be gone, but I heard he gets to keep his pension. Lieutenant Flynn, or General Flynn, same way, he gets to keep his pension. Is that law still on the books, or we just do away with it? And I'll take my answer off the air. Thank you.
Thanks, Paul.
Yeah, Paul, I don't know. I'm going to have to find out for you. I know that sometimes they do have different rules, both good and bad, for people who are elected versus civil service in federal government. For example, members of Congress are the only people in the country mandated to be on the Affordable Care Act, which, Tom, I'm very happy because 7.5 years ago when I had a triple bypass, or maybe it was 6.5 years ago, that saved me hundreds of thousands of dollars. And it was very good care I got, and I'm very happy for that. But, you know, it was something Republicans did to try to do as a gotcha. But I would have to look into this, Paul. I just don't know offhand something like this.
Okay. It's 46 minutes past the hour. We're hitting a break here, and Sean. And we'll be back with more of your calls for Congressman Mark Pocan in just a moment. It's Middays with Mark here on the Tom Hartman Program. Congressman Mark Pocan, Chair Emeritus of the Congressional Progressive Caucus, taking your calls. Stay tuned.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
We'll be right back with your calls for Congressman Mark Pocan of Wisconsin, Chair Emeritus of the Congressional Progressive Caucus. Stick around. Did you know your dog's food could be harming them? Dr. Marty says there's one major red flag to look out for: cooked dog food, like kibble or canned food. When dog food is cooked at high temperatures, the amino acids often overheat and can create dangerous compounds called AGEs, advanced glycation end products. AGEs can cause dangerous buildups in your dog's system and make them act slower or older than they are, and high amounts are even connected to cancer. It's tricky because even the so-called healthy and organic dog foods are often cooked at high temperatures, so it's really hard to avoid. That's why Dr. Marty created his own formula called Nature's Blend. It's freeze-dried raw. It's shelf-stable, mess-free, full of nutrients, and tastes absolutely delicious to dogs. My dogs, Blue and Chewy, devour this food. I love that it's the healthiest and best food ever for them. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and receive free premium dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom. That's drmartypets.com/THOM or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply.
It's summer in Britain, and the crimes are just getting started.
I found another body.
Stream the best of British crime drama only on BritBox. Don't miss new seasons of acclaimed series like Blue Lights, which Time Out calls Belfast's answer to The Wire.
Back up, over!
And The Responder, starring Martin Freeman in his international Emmy award-winning role.
I can feel it. I'm going to crack.
Stream the best of British crime drama on BritBox.
You know, this is why I want to be a detective.
Watch with a free trial today.
Hi everyone, Seth here from Seth Faces the Music. You know, being the host of the award-winning second greatest radio show in the state of Wisconsin can be a lot of work. I have to come up with new themes all the time. So in the interest of clarity, here are some topics I will not be using in upcoming episodes.
Mittens, tinfoil, gastric bypass surgery, window treatments, 17th century Japanese art, outhouses, bowler hats, spam, clog dancing.
Seth Faces the Music, every Sunday from 6 to 8 p.m. only on WFHR.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute and some real talk about retirement savings, namely why you need it. Now, when I talk to folks who don't yet have retirement savings, I often hear things like, I don't want to retire. I'm going to work as long as I can. And look, I get it. And I have talked with thousands of people like me who love what they do or love working, or folks who just don't want to cut back on their spending. But check this out. Only about 20% of us are going to work past the age of 65. Whether it's because our industries change or because our health takes a turn or we want to care for our grandkids, who knows? And that is why it's important to start putting away even a little bit right away and getting yourself on a path towards a retirement plan. It's an investment in you and your future, no matter what the future holds. That is today's Work Money Minute. For more everyday money tips, check out Work Money Media on YouTube and take good care.
In Iraq, our truck hit a roadside bomb. I had about 16 surgeries on my hand so that I could regain function. And when I came home, I needed a new roof due to a storm. And my electrical was deemed unsafe. And I was about to lose homeowner's insurance as well. I didn't really know where to go in order to get help. And so I applied for Operation Homefront Critical Financial Assistance Program. They've really been a blessing. Operation Homefront is a safety net. A lot of veterans, they fall through the cracks sometimes. And Operation Homefront, they catch us. It's been a blessing to us. It's a blessing to other veteran families. And it's good to know that when we come home, there are people who are there that care about us and want to see us do well and want to see us succeed. And we feel it and we appreciate that. I would say you guys are angels behind closed doors.
Visit OperationHomefront.org to learn more.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us.
There's one reason why most probiotics fall short. It has something to do with something called survivability. See, to work its magic, a probiotic must arrive alive in your gut. But to do that, it has to survive past your stomach acid, which is strong enough to dissolve metal. That's why for my gut health, I choose Just Thrive Probiotic. It's the first probiotic formulated with four proprietary survival strains, clinically guaranteed to reach your gut 100% alive. In fact, third-party testing proves Just Thrive Probiotic has 1,000 times better survivability than traditional probiotics, making it a game changer for your digestion, your immune system, your skin, and even your mood. And with zero gluten, dairy, or histamines, it's perfect for your whole family. Try clinically proven Just Thrive Probiotic today, risk-free, and get 20% off your purchase for a limited time. Visit thejustthrivehealth.com, justthrivehealth.com, and use that promo code TOM, T-H-O-M, justthrivehealth.com, and use that promo code TOM to get 20% off.
From the sunrise on the eastern shore, to the sunset where the oceans roar, America's beauty vast and wide, from coast to coast we share with pride.
Welcome back. Congressman Mark Pocan taking your calls for the hour. It's Middays with Mark. Brad in Tampa, Florida. You're on the air with Representative Pocan.
Hey, Congressman Pocan. Hey, Tom Harmon. And I was doing my run, but I can still go with this. So I have two things. The first is a lot of talk about how much the Democratic Party's ideas are going to help small businesses. I was a small business owner here in Central Florida. I'm a Democrat. I'm a liberal. I'm a progressive. But I knew a lot of small business owners, and most of them were conservative. And it was because they always have this idea of, like, that unrealized gains that you hear about people when they're against tax on the wealthy. Whew. Sorry. But I don't see enough small business being pushed up, this idea that it's going to help small businesses.
Okay, I'm just going to give you one question, Brad, just out of respect to the dozen other people who are standing behind hoping to get in. But Congressman, you want to speak to that? Kamala Harris has been talking about a $50,000 tax deduction for small businesses.
Yeah, and you know, talk about PPP loans that the Democrats came up with during COVID to help small businesses. Mm-hmm. I, biggest thing also is any of the tax policy by Republicans is only there for the biggest of businesses, and it's quite different with Democrats. Tom, I think this is one where a lot of small business people think someday they'll be big business people, and they think the Republicans have their back, and in reality, it's quite the opposite.
Right, and the unrealized gains stuff that President Biden is talking about really just largely applies to Silicon Valley billionaires and that type. Donald in Jensen Beach, Florida, you're on the air with Congressman Pocan.
Congressman, thank you for taking my call. You as well, Tom. The reason I called was I saw it said that you were the founder and co-chairman of the Defense Reduction Committee in Congress. Is that correct?
It's the Pentagon Reduction Caucus in Congress, yes.
Okay. So what I'm really calling about is not so much the normal budgetary process, but what Trump did at the end of his term with the $200 million in Ukraine money that he never spent. You recall what I'm talking about? It was went back and forth in the government accounting office time and again.
Yeah, I truly don't. It's been over 3.5 years. I apologize, Donald.
Okay. Well, the problem with the congressman is that technically I was a lawyer one time, and I did civil litigation. But what he did was called misappropriation. What brought this to my attention is what Trump always does. He appropriates other people's assets or their persons for his personal use when he's not entitled to. It's like we learn in kindergarten. Keep your hands to yourself, and he can't help himself. We know that as to people and property. In any event, I was an attorney. I haven't been one in a million years, and I had my own issues back in the day, but I'm smart, and I could figure this out, that he technically committed a misappropriation. And here's the real issue. He did it a lot of times. He used the White House for his own in 2020 for the Republican Party. I wonder if you ever paid the rental cost on that.
No,
and then he appropriated
not.
The post office for his campaign.
Yeah,
he ripped out.
These are all Hatch Act violations. Donald, I'm just about out of time here. We have just 1 minute left. Thanks for bringing this up. Congressman, your thoughts on that, and also your thoughts on what we all should be doing between now and the next time you and I talk. We're down to 60-some-odd days to the election and just a week or so until early voting.
Yeah, I mean, Donald brings up, I think, many things that we know about Donald Trump. Donald Trump breaks the law. Oh, my God, newsflash. I think we know that, which means what we have to do is make sure we're doing everything we can to communicate with voters for whoever we are supporting. That means knocking on doors, making phone calls, working with organizations, specifically candidates and parties that are working to help elect candidates that support your values. But this is the final sprint. This is after Labor Day when people are paying attention. Everything we do right now will matter, especially in those swing areas. Not saying that you shouldn't in every other area, because we have to elect lots of folks to change how Congress works and state legislatures work. But this is go time, and we need everyone to get involved. Politics is not a spectator.
There you go. Tag, you're it. Congressman, thanks so much for dropping by. We really appreciate it.
Thank you, Tom. Appreciate it.
Great, always great talking with you. You're one of the best. On the other side of this break, Michael Tomasky, the editor of The New Republic, is going to drop by with some thoughts on the media. I think you'll find it trenchant and interesting and perhaps even a bit controversial. Stay with us.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Healthy cholesterol levels are important to your heart health, metabolism, and your blood sugar levels. Do you exercise and watch what you eat, but then get frustrated when you don't see results? Your secret weapon for heart health is Superbearing Advanced Cholesterol Support. Superbearing is a plant-based supplement from nature. Both Louise and I take it because it works. Superbearing is super convenient with just one easy-to-swallow capsule a day, and it helps you do more to support healthy cholesterol levels, metabolic health, and your blood sugar levels. Superbearing's unique berberine is the only berberine shown to support healthy cholesterol levels nearly three times more effectively than diet and exercise alone. Plus, clinically studied berberine is shown to have nearly 10 times higher absorption than standard berberine. Give your cholesterol health advanced support with a free month supply of Superbearing plus 15% off. Just go to superbearing.com and enter the promo code Tom. That's Superbearing, B-E-R-I-N.
Locally grown radio, WFHR. Pat Kreitlow.
Thursday morning, we'll talk to a candidate for assembly way up north in this week's Women Win Wisconsin segment, powered by Motherhood for Good.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
Midday Magazine, talk radio that speaks with you, not at you. Join the conversation 4 to 5 Monday through Friday as we discuss local issues, events, and more. We'll be here interviewing some of your favorite local people. And find the podcast at civicmedia.us. Midday Magazine, a dialogue like no other. Only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app. This is